Okay. Just a postscript on a few things, okay? We spoke about this medrash, Kimigdal David Savarech, that in terms of Kol Orev, that's why David HaMelech was chosen. Okay? Kulchem Chsidim, Kulchem this, Kulchem Noim, Chsidim, whatever. But David, Shekol Chol Orev, he's going to be the one, okay? So I asked, what's the Maila of Kol Orev? Okay? Kol Orev is singing, the way maybe Seof Rab Chaim is the chelik that based on the Vim and Ksuvim are the same Kedusha. Therefore, Manich and Ksuvim Agabi Nevim, Nevim Agabi Ksuvim. It's just Teira is different, okay? And the difference is because the Sefer Chaim, the difference is that the Nitan of Nevi'im is to say, and the Nitan Niv, lo Niv Sosayim, and the Nitan of Ksuvim is to write, okay? So L'chor Kol Orev is nothing, okay? Now, what I did was, okay, that L'chor is the question. So, okay, that's the Medrash, okay? So, what I did was, is I decided that I'm going to look at the Rambam in the Vuchim and see how we discuss what Ruach HaKodesh and Ksuvim is and see if we might be able to clear the air here. Okay? That's a reasonable way to do it, correct? So, I want to make some definitions for you. So, I'm going to read to you a little bit more to just get a feeling what's going on. I'm going to go through the first three madregas, or the milas, depending on who your translator is, okay? A madrega is Aleph, is Tchilas HaMadregas HaNavua, Shilavi Le'ish Eze Eloki, Shiyaniyehu V'yazarzehu L'maaseh Toiv Godol. It's somehow some push, something is almost obsessed, okay? But he's not aware, it doesn't say that he's aware that there's something doing it. He just is taken over. Right? And it's not taken over, there's something with him, it doesn't say he's aware of it. Shelav le'ish, eizeh eloki, she'aniyehu v'izalzehu, l'ma'aseh teiv godo. Katzolos kahal choshev, mikahal reyim, and he says this, I'm going to be skipping a little bit, v'zois tikra ruach Hashem, okay? Lazel Oshik Bar Oshka, whatever, he goes on and on and on, okay? That is one, okay? Now, two. And he says, Moshe Rabbeinu had it, that was Hatzlochas Yosef from Beis HaMitzri, okay, we say that. Hamayla Ashnia. This is not Kabbalah translation. He sheyalgish ho'odom ki'ilu dovo ma chalboy. He feels it. Okay? Someone can't... The other one, you see, if you don't feel anything, people talk Ruach HaKodesh, if you don't feel something, that's not Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh, you have to feel that something's there. You in Ruach Hashem, you can have a livui. Okay, that's what he... That's the lashon. Because that's the way he starts. That's the beginning. That's point number one. That's what he says. Sheyalgish ha'odom ki'ilu dova ma chalboy v'koyach acha over olov shemedoyvavoy. I don't know if medoyvavoy mezalzo is exactly okay, but he's aware that there's something there, okay. The Oz, now, this is an important thing. The Oz yidaber bedivrei chochmo, o tihila. Okay, he's singing praises, and he's speaking. It's verbal. Okay. O bedivrei techocha mo'ilim, o bedvor medinim. O Elikim, it's either between men, the how the world should be better, or how man's relationship with the Bnei Shalom, okay, He's completely awake, because in the void he's not. And there's no seeing of a malach. There's no altercation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even malach, whatever it is, it's because the malach is a representation, is a gilui to the malach. That's the way the nevuah comes to a nevuah. This is not b'hokitz u'matir shima shachushim. Here he's using with the senses which God gave. It's not like nevuah, which are metaphysical senses. Okay. Kirogil v'zeh shoim molov shehu medaber beruach hakodesh. Ubekiyetzi b'zeh meruach hakodesh chibe David Tehillim. Oh, this is us. That's what David Tehillim does. David had this, okay? V'chibe shloim e'mishlei v'koheles ishe ashirim v'chein doniyo v'iyoy v'divay yomim v'shav ksumim v'kiyetzi b'zeh meruach hakodesh nischabu. Ulefikoch, then I don't get it, okay? Ulefikoch nikoyim ksuvim, this part I don't get. Ulefikoch nikoyim ksuvim, kavanosom sheheim ksuvim beruach hakodesh. He was just talking about Dibur before. So I'm not sure exactly what he meant. He meant that they were, that the Ruach HaKodesh made him say, and this, what he said, is put to writing, but it is, it's written, and the body of what he's speaking, of what he's writing, is was spoken with Ruach HaKodesh. That's what it means. I don't know what he means exactly. Because he starts talking with he said, he says, Lofikoch Nikoim Ksuvim Kabanosim.
Before that, there
was nothing about Ksuvim before. Everything was the Amira, Yidabe. Everything was Zivo. Sheheim Ksuvim Baruch HaKodesh, Yerufeirish Omu, Megillus Esther, Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. Viachagoin, Ruach HaKodesh Hazu, Oma David, Ruach Hashem Diber Bi, Umilosi, Al umiloso al lesheini. So I assume that the corpus of what he spoke, he committed to writing. But it's not that the etzim nitan of the Ruach HaKodesh is l'ksiva. I don't know if that's true, because he wouldn't say nemra and quote Megillus Esther Ruach HaKodesh nemra in the same breath that he says that it's ksuv. Kleimer. Oh, now this derech agav. There are many Makuris in Chazal that Milos Apri is there's Eliyahu Rabba and even Rabban Chumash that quotes Milos Apri for Ruach HaKodesh. I can give you the Makuris if you want, but this is not only, it's not Kibbutz Ram thought this up, there are Makuris in Chazal. Do you want me to tell you where this is? Okay, let me see. So then, no, it just was important for me that it wasn't like Kibbutz Ram's Kibbutz discovery. Two Rabban Chumash and the Eliyahu Rabba in Eliyahu Rabba in Vayeshev. So now, continuing, Kloima, that Ruach Hashem Diber Bi Umilosi Al Lishoni Kloima Shehi Deivavo Oso B'dvoim Elu. And he's aware of it because he says Ruach Hashem Dibe Beimilos Al Shaini. But it wasn't, HaKodesh wasn't Malach. And it was with his Chushim. It was with his senses. We minasugazu Hakat Ho Yeshivim Zkenim Anemu. Anemu Aleim Vayihi Kenoyach Aleim Ruach Vayisnabu Lo Yisofu Chen Eldor Meidod Chen Kokoin Godol Anishubu Vatumim. Interesting. Mize Hakat Watzulim Eshu Kamoi Shizokhoi. Okay, good. That is this. Now, Shechina, that's what he says. That what's Uvim Vatumim? What's Loim Meshukamo Zorcho? Shechina, Sheira Olof, Umedabe Baruch HaKadosh. Hamadrega Gimel, Vihi Tchilas Hamadregis Mishioima, Vayihi Dvar Hashem Elai, Uma Shenoitim and Alashenis El Zeho Inyan, Hu Sheira Novi, Moshe b'chaloyim b'tanoyim maheim kulam asher kodma mitzvah nevuah b'guf b'chaloyim ahu nevuah, whatever it is and l'chayla, it's malach or whatever that is, and it's and the Rambam very clear at the end of Madrega Beis that the Novi is 100% aware of this. Okay, so we have nevuah. Okay, there's nevuah, there's Ruach HaKodesh, and Ruach Hashem. Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Hashem. And Ruach HaKodesh, the Rambam doesn't say, the way Rabbi said of Rav Chaim, that the Chefsa Nitam was Ksiva, or that it was Dibur, right? And one of the things that Ruach HaKodesh was given for was Tehillah, correct? So now, the question is, in this Moshe, I just want to just ask you, once you have that, Kach b'shor she'bikshu asol tzadikim loyma seif atilim omol ha-makodesh baruch hu kuchem ni'imim v'chasidim u'mishubochim kloyma loyma himnun, that's him in Anglit, that's the word, it's probably a Greek or a Roman, himnun lefonai ela David yoyma al kuchem lomo shekolei orev ha'udichsiv v'ni'im zmiris Yisrael. I just don't know something. It says that every Novi, the Chazal in many places, like it's Hezaki Ma'amakimis, whatever, there's Seichel Tov, some of Moshe Sanhedrin, that every Novi speaks with his own signoi. Okay? Ruach HaKodesh, you know, whether you're going to say this about Nevu also, I don't want to go so far, it could be it's also, but Ruach HaKodesh, since the Rambam is very clear that in Ruach HaKodesh the person has all his chushim, it's b'chushim, it's not metaphysical, but it's with hearing and seeing, he has all the senses, okay, and he's aware that something is David boy. This Ruach HaKodesh, that's what she says, is there some integration to who he is and what he is, in what is said and how it's said? Dahainu, the same way a Novi, each Novi has his own signoin, Mesama, something in his persona, who he is, somehow reflects in the Novi. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu is Sefer Hamatik. There's nothing of him. It's purely the Dvar Hashem. But I don't know if that's this case in Nevuah. And I would certainly argue that Ruach HaKodesh is certainly not the case. Okay? So, the question only is, let me ask you a different question. This now, I'm just saying. What makes the Ruach HaKodesh of Tehillah into something that should be committed into Ksuvim? Let me ask you a different question. Why is it that the Ram says that the Ruach HaKodesh, that the Dov from Tehillim, was to say? Why didn't say Rav Eversen Lo Chaim that the Ruach HaKodesh is to write? See, he's a great poet, a poet, and he writes. Okay? So I can imagine that in Tehillois, the singing of the Tehillois, the saying of the Tehillois, that kufa is what gives it the kedusha. Then it should be committed to ksav. But he had to say it first. That's what the Rambam says. So if the saying first is important, and if in Tehillah part of the Tehillah is the Kolei Orev, impossible to imagine to take to understand the Medrash again, that the Medrash, that's what David HaMelech was written, was picked to say to Tehillim, okay? Now, I only ask something, okay? You know, we had an issue between the Ramban, and we point that out in the Tziv, the way he learns in Agdot, in the beginning of Shir HaShirim, where the David HaMelech, the Gemara of Aschah says that they were asor anoshim, they were involved in the kapitel chtilim, right? So was David HaMelech basically in these asor anoshim in Tefillah Moshe Shalokim, was David HaMelech a sefer hamatik, or basically he was an editor, he was adapting, he made it into Tehillim? Okay, or the Sefer Mate. So the Ramban seems to say, if he's saying that the others wrote them, okay, I would assume that David was a Sefer Amatik. And that's why Kalil could have written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and David was a Sefer Amatik, and this is the Halil. Halil Zul. Ototos, the same Halil. But according to the Siv, Yemeshinoi Seder by Mishim Shono was David HaMelech edition with the Gemara and Yevamos, right? Okay. So I was only wondering, if David HaMelech is only a Sefer HaMatik, should his Kila Orev be meaningful that he is writing it down in Ksuvim? Since if he is the one that gives it the Kedusha with the Ruach HaKodesh and saying the Tehillah, I understand what's going on. But if a Maish is only a Sefer HaMatik, so the fact that it's clearly Orev, L'choi shouldn't have to sing it. L'choi all he has to do is put it down and write it. I'm just wondering whether the Medrash might be Noita, not be Machri anything, more like the Nitzin. Okay? It says you hear every word I'm saying. Because I thought that was a nice addition. At least you understand Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Hashem, and Nevuah. Okay. Now next. That was next. Now, if you remember, we talked about the Ramban here. We had a line. Remember, it said like this: "Mishom Od." The first quotation, Lamed Dalet, second column. The first quotation. In Frankfurt, the first quotation, if you recall, was just to prove authorship. Who wrote Hallel, correct? The second one, I told you that's not the issue at all. Because the way he discusses it, if you remember, he explains what the Machlokes is. He left out the whole middle of the Gemara, you remember? And the way he says, "V'hine ledas Rabbi Eliezer, hu lemoishe al tzorosim in paroi, ledivir chachomim lo al tzor yedua shel paroi, avu hu shira lechol aprokim v'atzorois ulegul asida mitakonis nevin shebeneim." Correct? So the difference was every time that they said Hallel, b'meshech hadeiros, the holiness in the Gemara, was it a spontaneous ecstasy of Geula, or there was an original Takonis Nevi'im to say it, correct? And he says, who are the Takonis Nevi'im in Eim? Uma she'omu Nevi'im shemein Eim yumos, l'dor she'ot mitzrayim, l'moyshe Aaron u'miriam, v'ratzili b'nei Yisrael, which I point out, the Ramban Chumash says that they had Ruach HaKodesh, u'l'chol she'bem Ruach HaKodesh. And I pointed out to you last time, that even though it says Nevi'im, we're not interested in Nevuah Shabbat, because we don't know that Nevuah is Taka Amayla in Halil. The Mayla in Halil is the Ruach HaKodesh and the Tehillah Shabbat. Because we don't know. We don't know Nevi'im Tehillah. He doesn't say anything on Nevi'im. They have the B'nishram. You see, I'll tell you something. And maybe I'm nuts, okay? But I would tell you that the whole idea of Tehillah and Nevuah is basically antithetic. It doesn't make any sense. And it can only be Ruach HaKodesh. Because what is Tehillah? Tehillah is man praising the Ribbono Shel Olam. So in Ruach HaKodesh, where man is a very important functional part of the whole process, he himself, with the Doivavoy of the Ruach HaKodesh, is saying praise to God, we understand, okay? But there should be a Nevuah from HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that the British is telling man to praise God, and only saying over that God said it. Now we think about it, it's very wacky. Maybe I'm wrong, okay?
What did you say before about every Novi has a signal? What did that
for them? it could be the way the Nebuah expresses itself is different, but he bases the way he understands it and sees it. But he's basically saying over the Dvar Hashem. In Ruach HaKodesh, I don't know if he's saying over the Dvar Hashem. It's Devavoy. He's using his Chushim. He's using his intellect. He's using the gifts that he has from God. And he is praising God. So not only, I don't know if I could imagine Tehillim in Nebuah. Okay? If I'm correct, it's a very important point. Okay? But it's may you think, as I say, you know, I say, Kavachayma, people would say, but if you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. Okay? So I think that's a very, very important point. Okay? Now, okay. So I'm trying to tell you, in the same Halil, the Ramban says, Nevi'im Shebeneim is Ruach HaKodesh. Because the important thing in the Halil is the Ruach HaKodesh Shavua. It's not that there was Nevuah to say this. Okay?
We don't know why do you have to be a Novi.
No, it doesn't. He means a Novi because the word Novi, I think, is... I'll tell you something. I think I said a Shir a while back ago. Okay? Because the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken, here in Sherish Aleph, calls Shlomo a Novi. Did I point it out once to you? And I clearly told you that the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim says that Shlomo and David were not Nevi'im, but only Ksuvim. Okay? So I'm not sure if sometimes the word Novi, the way that we should, because the Rambam himself, if you listen to this, let me just read this to you, okay? Now, oh, one second. Here. One second, I got this. Let me just read over. The Ram himself says... The Ram says in Ruach Hashem, hello... Chilas Madregeis HaNevuah, and he talks about Esamayos Nevuah. So in the broader sense, we're talking about Nevuah over here. And I'll tell you something, which I wasn't planning to talk about this evening, but I think it's an important thing to mention. I have this suffix. I don't know the answer to this question, okay? But I think it's a very interesting, important question. And even it's not that much negatus now, because from what I'm going to say, it's going to be seen. The Ram talks in the beginning of Perek Vov of Hilchos Yisrei Atera that only someone who has the Milas of Midas can have Nevuah. Correct? Okay. And he even says very clearly that only someone that says has the Milas. The Milas of Nevuah of Midas can have Ruach HaKodesh, and that's Nisarev Nafshoi B'Milas Hamaloch Manikorim Ishim V'Nefach LiIsh Acher. That's Shoal. That's what he calls. Okay. So Ruach HaKodesh needs Milas of Midas. What about Ruach Hashem? We don't know anything about it. So I ask myself only one question then, okay? But I don't know if it's a raya. Why did the Rambam have to say that Eishes Manoach was Basco? Because he said he didn't have the Milas Hamidus. And that, I think, is right before this discussion over here. So I always thought that all the Milas in Nevuah, in other words, this is Nevuah, but it's a different type, they're different dogs, they're Eishes Manoach from Nevuah. But independent of what I said, it's certainly Ruach HaKodesh is a Maila Nevuah. Okay? And I can imagine calling them Nevi'im. Okay? That I can imagine. Okay? And that's what the Chol Ramban seems to be saying here. Now, that's what we have, correct? So, then it comes out that the machlokes between the Chachomim and the various Tanoim, the Gemara and Psochim, was the Halil an isolated phenomenon, or was there Takona? Okay, but historically, when was Takona? When was it written? It was written very early. It was either Moshe Rabbeinu, or it was written the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Correct. So he's won his case. The Gemara and Psochem is not talking about this issue, but he's won his case by bringing it anyway. Correct? Okay. Now, there's another question which I want to talk about, which I'm just not sure 100% of what's going on here. Because if I ask you the question, you say, sure. But I'll hear what you say. What was the Takonis Nevi'im of Kol Tzora V'Tzora? What was the Takona? So a priori you would say, what was Takona? There was Takona Tzavim. The Lashon of the Gemara and Psochem is that you should say Halel al kol perik u perik vi al kol tzoro tzoro u kishin nigolim, right? And the Ramban and Tzavim, three separate things going on here. There's Prokim, there's Tzoris, and the Shinigolim Imenu is not going on the Gula from the Tzoris, it's going on Gula Sida. I'll just shake the Ramban over here. It's a big chiddush, an interesting thing. I'm not sure everyone says like that. I'll show you maybe later. We'll see. But that's what he says, correct? Okay. So what happens in Prokim? It means every year that I come to one of the Prokim, I have to say Halil. I come to Pesach, I have to say Halil, right? I come to Shavuos, I say Halil. I come to Sukkot, I say Halil. Correct? Correct? Now, what are called Tzora V'Tzora? That's also every year? Or that's only when I have the Gula from the Tzora, and that's it? So it's not, you know, it's not symmetrical, okay? And I don't know it's going to be in Gula Siva, correct? So then, okay. So I said, L'chayim, that's the Pashtus, correct? The Pashtus, not symmetrical. And in the Ramban, when he talks about this whole discussion, he doesn't point out Kilo as a difference between anything. You get the impression it's all the same, right? Even though Prokim is this and so is that, correct? Okay. Now, the next point, okay. That's Prokim Tzoros. Now, I pointed out to you, there is a Rashi and a Piskei Vid in Psochim. Al kol tzoros shelo tovo aleihem lishne ma'alya hu dinoka. Kloyma she'im chas v'sholem tovo tzoros aleihem v'yivoshu mimenu oimim oisai al gulosa. Kigon Chanukah. Okay. And you also find a similar thing in the Piskei Rid. V'al kol tzoros shenigol mimenu over there, kegon Chanukah. Okay? So he's learning that since the brises should be symmetrical and the takoni is the deiris, but it should have been everything. Why Chanukah only? Why did pick out the only one you picked out from everything was Chanukah and Purim? And Purim, the Gemara has a discussion. That's a chutzlo, it's not. Where the kriyos is well, Lisa, whatever it is, okay? Because they're a very strange thing, okay? Is that what Rashi is saying? And then, you have the Gemara in Shabbos. And Chof Beis, Chof Aleph Mebeis. My Chanukah, the Tono Abonah, B'Chof Hei B'Kislev, Kislev, Yoimei the Chanukah, Tamanya Inun, Tolol Misbet Behom, V'lol Eisanus Behom, U'Kishik, וכשנכנסו היבונים להיכו תימוכו השמונים שבהיכו כשגובו מלכוס בית חשמונוי וניצחו בודקו ולא ימוצו על הפח אחד של שמן שהוא ימונח בחיסמה של כהן גודו ולא יבואי אלה לגדו יום איכו נעשה בו ינס וליקו ממנו שמונה יומים לשון אחרת קובו יוסם יומים טובים בהלו וידו. So it seems to me they did it, not the Nevi'im. Correct? Not the Nevi'im Shemei Nehem. Zaken I Shastim. So I thought just the opposite. Maybe Fakirat Rashi also learns like this. The question is, the first year when it happened, they said, Ahal of Mutakonis Nevi'im. And then, Lashon Acheres, as they restate in the Gan of Isa, then there was a separate quiz. Then everyone is Meduyim, correct? We're saying that's reasonable pshat, correct? That's the Lashon. Lashon Acheres, Kobum, V'yosim Yom Tovim Bahal of Oido. But you need a separate quiz. And that's not what the Bryce is talking about. Okay? So the Bryce then is not symmetrical, correct? Lachayr. Okay. Now, okay. Okay, correct? Next step. I want to show you Miri, and I want to show you Balkas. Comes the Miri. Okay? And he says something which you would have said has nothing to do with the Gemara. But it can't be, because the Miri, Lachayr, is the Pirish of the Gemara, correct? It's a Pirish, it's a halachic Pirish of putting things together. That's what he's trying to do. He's not, it's not, you know, discussions that are random discussions nothing to do with the Gemara. Correct? Okay. Zok to Miri Azeh. On the Gemara Pesach and Kufi Zayin and Aleph. Kol Yochid. Shirosoi Tzoro. V'nigal Hemeno. Rashoi Likfoya. Halel La'atzmo V'oise Yoyim. B'chol Shona. B'chol Shona. Okay. El she'enu mevorech olav. Then he says something. I'm not getting involved. I don't want to, I'm not taking any questions of this. V'chein hadin b'chol tzibo v'tzibo. Kach hoya yisoid nevi'im le'oimrei al kol tzora v'tzora kishenigal le'mimeno. Does he mean that tzibo also doesn't make a bracha? Yeah, you have to, you would have assumed such a thing, but I'm not getting myself involved in that, okay? What does the Miri see this in the Gemara? Shall I read it again? Again, to read it? Okay, one more time. Kol Yochid, Shi'irosei, Shi'oseyu, Tzora, he was in a very difficult situation, with Nigal Hemeno. He's not chayiv. It's rashoi. Rashoi l'kvoya halel la'atzmoi b'eisa yoyim. B'chol shona, yearly. Ela sheinu mevorech olav. Can't make a bracha. V'chein adin b'chol tzibo v'tzibo. Kach hoya yisoid nevi'im. And kach hoya yisoid nevi'im is the chayiv of the makor. And he's quoting the Gemara. Kach hoya yisoid nevi'im la'omroi. I'll call Tzor of a Tzor, Kishinigal Menor. The Yisoid Nevi'im, Takonis Nevi'im, Hados and Dos, correct? So I just want to say, okay, you got it? This Chotz HaChamed is clear, correct? The Miri was bothered by the same issue we were talking about. Clearly the prices is symmetrical. That if Prokim is the Chol Shana V'Shana, why shouldn't Soros be the same? You see. But then it's only Rishus. It has nothing to do with the Takon. Then you shouldn't need a separate Takon, okay? So the Rav Miri said the only way that I can imagine that Takon, as far as Soros are concerned, that it could be B'kol Shana V'Shana and maintain the whole list of the Braisa. And we don't find there was any bracha, we don't find anything going on, and it's only lishus. And it's talking symmetrical. But in prakim it's a chiyuv. It's not symmetrical in the chiyuv and the lishus, but it's symmetrical as b'chol shana v'shana. Okay? So according to Miri, when the Chanukah was like that, they had the lishus, lishon acheres, they decided to make it a chiyuv, a separate takonis bezel. Okay? Says Mamash, a whole new view of the movie, you understand, was bothered by. Okay? Then I'll tell you something else. Okay? Now, next. Okay? The next point is the following. I just don't understand one thing. This, I think, is shot in the mirror. But the presentation is very odd. And I'll tell you why. Because all the nisim that the Gemara is talking about are talking about nisim l'tzibur. So I can start and say tzibur she'iru l'mnes. Okay, they have the right, they don't make a bracha. Okay, correct? But the formulation, the way he starts, that he starts with yochid and then moves over to the tzibur, is darshenu. Because that's what, you know, truthfully, when I first saw the mirror, I said, what Gemara did he have? But then he quotes, he said, Nevi'im, or Gemara, Sayyid al-Chap. I don't know why he writes it in the way he does, but I think that's what he's driving at. Okay? Now, I want to show you something. Okay? Now I want to show you something. I think I just want to add one thing in the melee. You see, one could have said that you needed ki'ilu, the takonis nevi'im, for the etzem rishus, even for one time, and say, because there might be a problem macharif magadim, and to say there shouldn't be a problem macharif magadim, okay? Because Gemara says in Shabbos, and call Kisrei, call Oyim B'Halav B'Chol Yoyim. How is there Mecharef Magad? Okay. I just want to tell you something. You have to ask yourself, we'll see, and I'll point out if we have time as we go on, there's a Machlokes about this, whether B'Chol Yoyim means any day or all the time. Okay?
B'Chol Yoyim?
Yeah, but the question, any day, the question is, say it once. Is there a problem? Or the problem is, I say it every day. Okay, so the Miri over there, so if it's even saying one time, you might have needed a het and the vimi without the takonah to say it, correct? But the Miri is okay, because the Miri in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, hakuri halal b'chol yoyim hari hu kapurik ol min atfilah. Shahalo lo nita el loido al masha oba beeza neis o beeza gula b'chol shekoyvay b'chol yoyim doyme kemi she'en lo litzak l'spalo l'zman oime o l'abo v'al dova zeh hu kere b'chav magad gade v'yesh mefor shebitir she'oime tomit hu shalei b'tam eno magish l'sa'ireh o lo b'yom shenikmo loido halo kwezah is'ireh, it's not gizopt halo, the sing halo. Okay, but say that. Shkamuregish. Okay? That's what he says. So the Miri's okay, and the Takana was the Deris. He didn't even have it, correct? But say that. Now, Nick. Now, I wanted to read to you from the Halachas Kederis. Since that's what we're focusing on, okay, I want to see how he deals with the Yudches Yomim and see if there's something in the Miri similar or not similar or what's going on, and we'll see also Tesis in Sukkah about this, okay? So comes the Halachas Gedolos. First of all, I just want to tell you what I think, and then I'll read it to you, you can decide, okay? I think that the Halachas Gedolos may interpret that called Tzorah v'Tzorah is only a Tzorah of Kol Yisrael, not about a Tzibur, which is not Kol Yisrael, and certainly not about a Yochid. Okay? That's the first point I'm going to make. I'll read it to you, decide. Okay? And even if it's the Tzibur, you need not only the nes occur to the tzibur, but the tzibur has to gather together to say the halal. You need knifin. Okay? Knifin. Okay? That's what his word that he uses. Knifin biyaka. Okay? And if you look at it, you get the impression it could be that the takona b'chol tzol v'tzora is only a heta, not a chiyu. But he disagrees with the Miri, and he holds that akuri halal b'chol yoyim ha'arim mecharif megadif, it's lav dafka b'chol yoyim, el ol amiris halal sholeim, without dilug, is a problem mecharif megadif. If you say halal with not dilug, then it's a problem mecharif megadif. And I assume, from this point of view, I'll give you a whole list of rishonim like that. That's why Rebbe's always makbid that those who wanted to say halal on the independence, whatever it is, on Independence Day, right? He used to say, if I'm not mistaken, it shouldn't be said together with Shmoneh Esrei, it should be said, and it should be said bedilug. So it shouldn't be chashash of mecharif megadif. No. Don't want to say. The Chayyim didn't say the Miri, but the Chayyim is not worse than the Miri. There's Rabbeinu Prachia. I don't want to go through one at a time, but there's Rabbeinu Prachia and Shita the Kanmoinim and Shabbos Chavdala. I think that you get that impression. The Piskei Riaz in Kol Kisvei or Yitzchav Gimel. The Piskei Rid in Kuf Yud Ches Mubeis in Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Pirish Kadmo Rabbeinu Prachia. Also, in Shabbos, another time, it could be Chesam and Beis. Okay. In the Mar Zavitri. Okay. In Simon Grace Lamed. Okay. But I can go through each one, but I think you know, that's not what we're here for. Okay. So I just want to read to you the text. The text Halach. So listen, I read the tastes afterwards. Maybe it's very similar. Halach is Gedolos, Simon Tezvov, Hilchos Lulav. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Abshim Ben Yehud Tzadok, Shmona Oso Yoyim, Bashona Yochid Goyim Obenes Ahalel, Ve'elo Hein, Shmona Simei Achag, Ushmona Simei Chanukah, V'yon Tevarishin Shal Pesach, V'yon Tevarishin Shal Atzeres, B'goyla Esrim, V'echod Yoyim, okay, and you can go through the Cheshbon, okay. Okay, I'm not getting it. Umayshno b'chag de gamin alil kol yoyimo. Umayshno pesel lo gaminan mishum de chag chulim kol. He's saying a pesel lo chulim kol. Okay. Period. Okay. But say that. Now it's important for us. V'yochid de koamrinon v'goyimo b'henes ahalil. Lav yochid mamish koamrinon. El kol hecha de loy knifin kul hain Yisrael yochid kol iluhu. If it's not the whole Knesset Yisrael, it's called the Yochid. Thus states, okay. Fahai de komapik lohin beloshin Yochid, mishum de kad knifin kulon Yisrael, uboi lemei mahalel, kol yoimo, al kol soshin igolim imeno, amre. They're allowed to say it. That's what he, no, you can't let him kill you. The Isaac of Daitech, you'll see yourself, the answer will be there, and I have to take me on my word for it. The Isaac of Daitech, Yochid Mamish, Avotzibu Yeshlem Yom Shoimim, they'll have to say, whenever they, you know, at other times, Voho, the Gemara in Titus, the Chof Chesem and Beis, Kiri Ikla Rab Lababa, Bereshi Alcha, the Ashken Siba, Kor Halilo, am I copied? Hi, Tziburuhu. And it might have been only a one-time thing. Elolav Shma Mino, Afilu Meya, Vafil Kalma Alfei. Kol Emes Eloi Knifen, Kulon Yisrael, Yochi Koruluhun. Hash di Amar Hochi, Rav di Kopi di Omahani Yochi Ninhu, V'chashamin in the kor medalgin. When he heard that they were medalgin, shavkinon. It's all right. The Yom HaMinig Avoseichav Yedehim. And L'chayra, he's referring to the Gemara. He says, I'll call Tzor Shinigolim Imena. Okay? I'm not even sure. I'm just nervous. Okay? This is what he did. It's like the Miri, but not like the Miri. Because he reinterprets he reinterprets the question of what is Koma Hala B'chol Yoim, and it just means the head of saying Hala even a one time thing, and it means there's a problem with Hala Magadis. And the whole Heter in the Takonis Nevi'im is Kol Yisrael. So I'm not sure, since he aired Shinigolim Imeno, maybe interprets the Gemara Pesachim as not two things, that it's not the Gula Sida, but it's the Tzoro V'Nigolim Imeno. And maybe it's all one thing, so I'm not sure also in the Bahag. And I think the same thing is in Tesis. Maybe Tesis might be saying like this, because Tesis in Sukkah in Memdal Mebeis the Oid Yesh Loimah Yafilu Tzibor She'en Kshom Kol Yisrael. See, if you have this Bahag and now you have the Tesis Yochid Kol Lohu Mishum De Amrinim Be'Avei Psochim Nevi'im Omru B'Tiknohem Yisrael Shiu Oimim Oisal Kol Perik Kol Perik Kol Tzorah Shalei Tavuk Shinolim Oimim Oisal Al Gulosam. Ulkach noka yochid, tchi leka kol Yisrael, ein goyme moisoi, elu be'eil yomim, avul gulas kol Yisrael, and that's gulas, I think he's learning that it's not kol gulas, any gulas kol Yisrael, oimim oisoi li oilom. But it doesn't say that you need the whole, that I don't know, gulas kol Yisrael is the gulas kol, I don't know if he says he need the all Yisrael saying that, I'm not sure, but it's the gulas kol Yisrael. Okay? So that, l'chayri, is, see, I think the pivotal point here between the Miri and the Halachas Gedolah is what do you do with kol oy mehal v'chol yoy mehal izeh mechayot magadif? Is it taka anytime? Then you could say it's a heter, and then if you do, you know, and then you have to decide who the heter was for. So then he has to say who the heter is for the whole tzibur, because any time it's not the whole tzibur, it's Rav with the Gemara. That was the Miri and the Bahag, correct? Okay, you know, this I think any people that want to talk about the problems of saying Hallel, besides getting into politically heated arguments, you know, and know what the answer is before you start looking at the sources, this I think is a good start. Okay, I'm not saying anything. Okay, say it. Now, I just asked you a question, and this just blew my mind, okay? If I would ask you the Hallel of Shechitas HaPesach, is the Hallel of Kol Perek Uperek, or the Hallel of Kol Tzavot, or where would you put it? Kol Perek Uperek. And that's exactly what I would say. But then I'm just a little bit confused with the tesis in Brochus. Okay? Yeah, well, Brochus, right? Okay, man. You dollar out. Tesis, I'm sorry. You look at the tesis, I think it's there, that it seems to be in something like so. He puts it together with a discussion of Kol Yisrael. Okay? You look there. I just want to go to something else. No, okay. Now, the second part of this is, what is the second tense? What's the second shot in the Gemara? O yil pirusho tiknu shiichtu lehem ashir hazeh leprokim utzoros kmo sheomu bebrochais anshkenes agdola tiknu. Okay? Okay. Right? So he said tiknu means not the umisakin and miyachid. Okay? So what does he want here? And who are the Nevi'im Rishonim? Who are the Nevi'im Shebinayim according to this Peretz? Okay? This is the next line, Ramban, correct? It's an amazing line. Okay? So, I first thought, I said to myself, what does he want Yichdu? Because he, in the next few lines, is ready to accept Hallel as a Deraisa, so he wants to make it like Tefillah, and they want Mesakin the Chiyuv or something like that, because Hallel is a Deraisa. But they're Miyachid which nusach to say in order to mekayim the mitzvahs halach. And they were yichdu. Okay? The same way, quotes Antides Agdoyla, they made a nusach for Kiddush. And for Havdolah, Kiddush is the raisa, but they made a nusach for it. Havdolah might be the raisa, according to Rambam. Okay? You know, and Tefillah is ready to say according to Rambam, whatever. Okay? So that would be very nice. And that's the issue, right? Okay? And that's the only thing that's bothering him over here. But everything is the same as before. Correct? Okay, it's interesting. Okay. But you can't do that. Okay? If you're honest. Why not? Because if I be the Rabban, and I want to say that, if I would discuss Nevi'im Shebei Nehem, would I discuss it before I mentioned the second shot, or after I mentioned the second shot? Why would you, you know, if you have two pshatim, why in the middle we discuss what the Nevi'im Shebei Nehem is? Don't make no sense. Okay? So even though that's a very, you know, it's enticing, you know, like, it gets into a nice shot, but it's wrong. Okay? I think. Because I think what, and the Ramban over here doesn't even explain to you what Nevi'im Shebei Nehem is. You know what the pshat is? Because I think according to this pshat, Nevi'im Shebei Nehem is irrelevant.
Irrelevant?
Yeah, irrelevant. It doesn't make a difference. Because why? Because his point was, he wanted to prove that the Hallel wasn't written by David. Okay? It was, No, it was written before. Because how could, that's the Ram's question, how could it be that Moshe made it Tzibui to say Hallel, and we waited until David, we had to wait for David to make to write the Hallel. So now he's bringing all different ayahs that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, maybe it was written in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And, you know, that's the answer to the problems, okay? Now, if Lemaisa, you say, so if you say Nevi'im Shebei Nehem Tiknuhu, okay, and means that they wrote it also, okay, because Yichdu means that, what does Yichdu mean? What does Yichdu mean? They just said the Hallel existed. They just said that this Hallel, whatever it is, this is what you should say, correct? So then there's nothing in the V in Beinayim which tells you anything about the date, the chronology of authorship of Hallel. So the whole issue is irrelevant. You can't prove anything from it. See, if they wrote it and they were masakin to say it, you have to know who they were. But if all they did was they didn't write it, they just said, oh, so this Hallel you should say. So we know it's irrelevant who they were and when they were. Correct? So that's the pshat. It's not. So then he doesn't have to explain who the Nevi'im Shebei Nehem is. Because for his pshat, it's irrelevant. The first pshat, he had to go out of his way, which is maybe Mesupik has no raya for that. He says, Nevi'im Shebei Nehem is Moshe Aaron, the Atzilei B'nai Yisrael, because he wanted to make it early. In order it shouldn't be dove at the time Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? But once you say that the Nevi'im Shebei Nehem had nothing to do with the authorship of the Hallel, then who they were is irrelevant. Okay?
That's right. It's still earlier than dove.
It could be. No. Then there's no raya or anything. That's not the proof of anything. It could be earlier than dove. It could be any time. But it's irrelevant. We don't know. There's nothing over here to tell you who they are. He doesn't have to tell you who they are. Because if they were later, we don't still don't know anything. Even if we define who they are, we have no more ideas about it. So this, the Nevi'im Shebei Nehem, who they are and what they are and when they are, is irrelevant of the discussion.
He was trying to prove
it. But you can't prove anything. You can't prove.
So he's just being honest now. He's saying, just
it doesn't prove anything. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's only relevant if they are the ones that wrote it, okay? And then he wanted to say it's the Nevi'im Shebei Nehem, but not the ones that wrote it. To say who they are is irrelevant over here. It's an irrelevant piece of information. It has nothing to do with authorship. Okay. Now what I want to do for you, okay, I want to do the following. This is very difficult, first of all, because he assumes Anshiknes Agdola Tiknu. What does it mean? It means Yichdu, not Tiknu, correct? So I just want to say something. I'm just a little bit, you know, what can I say? If you want to be honest over here, the Ramban himself, a few lines earlier, quotes this Gemara and interprets the word Tiknu as a Takona, not Yichdu. So how can you do that? Here it is. He writes like this, V'yadua, ki b'talmud, when he talks about tefillah, remember he talked about tefillah, the authorship of tefillah? This is mamash a page or two before. V'yadua, ki b'talmud oimrim, todir, tefillah d'rabbonon. Tefillah d'rabbonon. U'mefurish omru. Anshek edoiz, kezak edoiz, tikl edoiz, yisrael, Borg the Dushois, $5. We the Dieter Solch in the Forish, the Neumich Nistavo Yisrael is Palo, Ella Kodish Borchu, Ushi Vakshu Menu Lavadoi, Yis Ale Mishaloiso. Okay? So what's Tiknu? You do keep a Talmud. What did he say? Keep a Talmud, Oimim, Todir, he's asking Kasha and the Rambam, right? He's asking Kasha and the Rambam, you see Tfilo the Rabbonon. And he's bringing us a raya, tiknu. If it's yichdu, it's not a raya for anything. Because it could be that the tefillah the raya say just me asking the nusach and tefillah. So the kasha is based on what? That tiknu means tiknu. So it's a mad thing. He quotes kilo this same text as a raya that the tiknu means yichdu when he himself asks the kasha in the Rambam and assumes that it's tiknu. I'll leave that as a kasha, okay? But I want to show you something which negates the sukkahs now, the next line of Ramban, and I'll leave you with it. I want to show you something. I want you to know, I'll be frank with you, I read this Ramban many times, and I can't say that I noticed it, but this morning, in the middle of davening, I jumped up, I said to myself, I never read this properly. Now, next page, okay, turn over. The Omnom. Kvaudinoi, Adinoi, Shebal Halochis, Machnis Becheshbenazer, Mitzvois Shaldivreim. Lamidvov, right? Bulamadnolov Schus, Vokasavnu, Hisnatslusoi. Okay? So it could be Halabachal's Dabon, don't make a difference, okay? And he still counts them in Yan Mitzvahs, whatever that is, okay? Avul His Oralnu, Al Halil, of these, this list that b'chol elu. Just before I read the list, okay? B'chol elu she'ein lono raya she'im edivrayim. All this whole list that he's about to tell you now, he's ready to accept that it's a deraisa. Okay? You'll notice this list. He doesn't mention anything about kol tzora v'tzora. Okay? But there's a list of halal deraisa. Now I just want to read to you the list and tell you that how you have to read it, okay? Bahalil shel shitas ha-pesach, b'seder, okay? V'achilosoi, v'halil shel etilas lulav deraisa, v'rishon de-pesach, v'atzeres, okay? Rishon de-pesach, the first day of Pesach. Atzeres is shavuos, okay? Okay, let me just ask you a question. When do you say Halal on Sukkot? What does the Ramban say? Read the words. What does he say? What is this Halal Shel Netilas Lulav Doraisa? What do you mean Doraisa? He's not talking about it being because he said Ein Lem Braya Shehem Devreim. What it means? What does Doraisa mean? What does the word Doraisa mean over here? Hello. The Netilas Lulav is a deraisa dik in Netilah. So it means in Mikdash it's 8 days? And in Gvulin, I mean, 7 days? I'm talking in Mikdash is 7 days, and in Gvulin it's 1 day. Okay? He says, which is an amazing thing, I don't get it exactly, that the whole Gemara from Chluk and Kovar Yisayim is only Drabonon. Midraisa, there's only one Hallel in Gvulin on. Only one hallel gvul matzukas. What do you mean shahal? I didn't say anyone singing the lashon. What does he say? Shal netilas luv. Okay. Then the next question, which is beyond the purview, which we'll think about next time. Okay. What happened to simchas teira? Or the regel b'fnei atzmoi that machayev hallel is only drabonon? That the poshut coin Ramban, you can't talk about it. And the Ramban says, since you need a hallel, it's a hallel shchus pesach. And a hallel till his lulav, which happens to be on Sukkot Ba'atzmoy, there's no separate hallel for the chag. The hallel is not from the till his dika lulav dika hallel. Okay? So this, Emet Hashem, I want to speak about Emet Hashem next time. But I thought that since Sukkot, I cannot leave without mentioning this question.